From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital. Air defenses destroyed it, and there were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of the latest rocket firing during a Security Council meeting.
According to the Houthis themselves, it was targeted at a meeting of Saudi leaders in Riyadh, in an area crowded with government offices. Thankfully, the missile was intercepted before it could hit its intended target. But the very fact of this attack is a flashing red siren for this council.
She said the missile bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons and called on the council to act, perhaps imposing sanctions on Tehran. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile launch last month prompted the coalition to temporarily block access to Yemen to block weapons shipments, but it also cut access for desperately needed humanitarian aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, warned 18 million people are in need of food aid.
The prognosis is not good. If the blockade is not fully completely lifted and the interference in our work is not reduced or taken away, then the results in pushing back on cholera and pushing back on famine over the last six months will be lost.
South African Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, newly elected leader of the ruling African National Congress, expressed his gratitude at being elected on Monday.
All of us are humbled, deeply humbled to have been invested with this confidence by the delegates of our movement.
This is VOA News. An Associated Press investigation has found that between 9,000 and 11,000 civilians were killed in the last battle to drive Islamic State extremists from their largest urban stronghold, Mosul. That figure, based on Mosul's morgue data and multiple databases tracking casualties over 9 months, is nearly 10 times higher than previously reported. AP found that Iraqi or coalition forces were responsible for at least 3,200 civilian deaths. Early Wednesday morning, the U.S. Senate passed a major tax reform bill, with Vice President Mike Pence announcing the vote.
To send North Korea
With further amendment, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
The House is set to back it later and then send it to President Donald Trump's desk for signature. Republicans praise it as the first tax code overhaul in 30 years, one they say will spur growth and benefit ordinary Americans. But Democrats oppose it, saying it enriches the wealthy and will swell the government's deficit to at least $1 trillion in the next decade. In Mexico, a bus carrying cruise ship passengers to Mayan ruins flipped over, killing at least 12 people. Nearly 20 others were injured. The passengers were mostly Americans, Brazilians, and Swedes. The United States and Canada Tuesday announced the convening of an international meeting in Vancouver, January 16th, to show solidarity against North Korea's continued missile and nuclear testing. Rex Tillerson is the U.S. Secretary of State, and he said, "We need to do this to help solve peace on the Korean Peninsula." The meeting is expected to draw officials from the so-called sending countries who contributed troops to the UN command during the Korean War. Noticeably absent from the list is Russia and China. Roman Catholic Cardinal Bernard Law, who was forced to resign in 2002 as Archbishop of Boston over a sex abuse scandal, has died. He was 86. Pope Francis made no immediate comment about the passing of Law during his weekly general audience. Law died early Wednesday in Rome. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Oh, no.